on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
I can tell you one thing, Slats, that the New South Wales Waratahs have struggled ever since they've been without Tatafa Pilota now. They just can't seem to win. He joins us on the line now. Tatafa, good morning, mate.
Morning, TK. Morning, Slats. How are you?
They need you back, buddy.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think, if anything, we just need to start fast. I think that's been our sort of Achilles heel in the past few games, that we've allowed the opposition to get early points on us and therefore have to play catch-up rugby.
Mate, team not announced yet. Are you 100% playing?
Don't know yet. I'm still working on my grip strength as, still needs a bit of work. But in saying that, getting quite confident in terms of making a few tackles against Big Will Skelton, Wycliffe Parlour. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you can't tackle them, then you got no hope.
Yeah.
Well, if you do play, mate, it's 133, and that moves you one ahead of Phil Wall, and that's the second most capped in Super Rugby.
Oh, I mean, you sort of don't really take notice of that, but every time you get to wear the Sky Blue jersey, like, you just make sure that you put your best foot forward, because it's a privilege, really, and just see all the names that go before. You want to do them proud as much as you want to do, like, myself and my family proud as well.
Has there been a bit of soul searching within the camp, Tatafu, this week?
Not necessarily soul searching. I think our soul's there. It's just more so our accuracy. There's times where just a bit of a mental switch could have made or break the game, but usually it's ended up breaking the game. So a few mental lapses have caused us a few opportunities to go begging. But in saying that, it's been pretty much what we've tried to get back into our game, really, especially from the start, as I said beforehand.
Yeah, it's a cruel game, and all sports are the same, Tatafu, in terms of the pressure that gets heaped on the coach.
Yeah, exactly. And to be honest, it's definitely not the coaches. It's nothing to do with the coach. It's more to do with us as players, because we're the ones that control the game at the end of the day on the field. So we just have to be better prepared and understanding what certain circumstances rely in terms of decision making, whether to play footy down their end or making sure that we don't even give them the ball to start with.
Yeah. Turnovers have been very, very costly, and the set piece needs to improve as well, Tatafu.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've got started back one and pretty much going to waste with our forwards not really sort of stepping up to the mark. Been saying that it's been quite the intensive training week, especially when the forwards are headbutting each other, just to make sure that we get a sense to give back some proper ball.
Oh, we love that. Was there a blue at training? We love that. That's a good omen for a side on the weekend, I reckon, if there's always a bit of a blue at training.
Oh, there's a few blues, which is good. And, if anything, we don't really want to spend all the time bashing each other. We just want to make sure we are capable of it and deliver it on the weekend, really. But, it's great. The intensity is definitely there. So just have to make sure that we start with that intensity and finish the whole game with it.
And Izzy's okay, mate. He had a modified week after a big head knock.
Yeah, he's fine. I mean, I don't think that will stop him. If anything, it's just his looks, really. Like, he's very focused on the mirror every time he brings that along. And I'm sure, I'm not too sure if he'll pack that in the oversized carriage when the boys go on the road. So, yeah.
Very, very good dig, mate. Now, just on a serious note, though, it's a bit of a grand final come the weekend against the Force, because you really have to win. Otherwise, finals footy, you know, you're starting to get the calculator out and work out the maths.
Yeah, definitely. I think we can't take this game for granted, which the Force have got over us in the past couple of meetings. So, saying that, we have to make sure that from this game on, not just finals footy, but just the whole stead of our strategy needs to be out there for our fans to still believe in us, because at the end of the day, we do play for the fans as well, who have been there from day one.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, nothing markets like winning, and unfortunately at the moment the Waratahs are doing it a bit tough. And this is the first hop, isn't it? You're off to Perth and then South Africa leg.
Yeah, that's right. So it'll be actually quite good. I think a lot of the boys would get to know each other a bit better than usual. But in saying that, it's not that we don't do it here. It's more so the fact that you're trapped with them. So unfortunately, I feel sorry for whoever their rooms with Big Will, because he'll take up 90% of the room space. But,
he's a big man. He's a massive man.
Well, I mean, big man needs big space. But I'm sure he'll be... he's a friendly giant. But, yeah, good luck for the person in the rooms with him.
Yeah, good. Mate, all right. Rate yourself, mate. What sort of chance are you of being back on the weekend?
I'd probably give myself a 50-50. But okay. In saying that, I just want to make sure that I'm ready to make a difference for the team, because I don't want to just make the team for the team's sake.
Good, mate.
Yeah, we wish you well, mate, and we know it's a long road trip, and good luck in South Africa as well.
Thanks, Jen.
Well done. Te Tafu Plotter now. So the Waratahs this weekend, it is the Force, $2.45, the Waratahs, $1.55, and then it's the Stormers in Cape Town.